This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A collaboration between a homeless shelter and a psychiatric hospital in Brattleboro has a goal of preventing a mental health crisis and improving the mental health of the homeless population. Brattleboro Retreat and Morningside Shelter will bring a therapist to the shelter 2 days a week. Kurt White is Director of Outpatient Services at the Retreat, and he joins us now from Brattleboro. Kurt, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
First, tell me, how did this collaboration get started?
Well, we spent about a year in the planning phase. We were inspired by a similar program in Pennsylvania, where some of the folks that had started that program aiming to provide services to the homeless in that area came to Brattleboro and spoke at a community event. That led to a series of conversations after the fact between Morningside Shelter and the Retreat, because we were both interested in helping this complicated problem of mental health and substance abuse problems that often go untreated or undertreated in the homeless population.
Well, what kind of services will the therapist provide to the residents at the shelter?
The therapist will provide a mix of formal counseling services and also informal supportive services. The informal supportive services will be things like they will be around in the milieu of the shelter, sometimes having meals with folks, coming to meetings, hanging out in common areas, and making himself available to talk when people need to talk. Also, running things like classes on things like managing stress while you're looking for a job, or managing the stress of parenting while living in a homeless shelter, things like that. And there's also the sort of formal counseling services, which are sort of where you would actually sort of establish a formal counselor-client relationship and talk in a greater kind of detail about a person's mental health or substance abuse problems.
What's innovative or different about this program?
I think the innovative part is that we're reaching people who might not otherwise be reached. One of the things that keeps me up at night is that so many people with mental health and substance abuse problems never get help for the problems that they have. Those that come into treatment, we can help them really well. Effectiveness of treatment is really very good. But the people we can't get in the front door, even for a single session, we don't help them very well. You know, you can't treat an empty chair, as the old saying goes. This program helps to try to engage people that wouldn't otherwise be engaged. And they're some of Vermont's most vulnerable people.
You know, the nature of shelters, though, is that people come and go. And what happens if a counselor comes and sees someone that really they think needs a lot of help, and then the next day they're just not there?
Well, that's something that we're working on. Part of the goal of the project is actually to try to engage and connect people, ideally, with more permanent services with providers in the community, not just at the Retreat, but at other providers, too, like at Healthcare and Rehabilitation Services, HCRS, or other providers. Many folks are just simply not ready for that initially when they're in a shelter, because their lives are so chaotic and there's so much disruption. And so part of the goal here is not to provide an ongoing permanent counseling relationship, but to provide an initial positive experience of counseling to help stabilize individuals and hopefully, ultimately, to connect them with services in the community that would really benefit them in the long run.
What are some of the most pressing mental health needs of the homeless population?
Substance abuse is one. There's a lot of, you know, alcohol, opiate, cocaine abuse in the world, in Vermont these days, and also it's overrepresented in populations that are homeless. There is a lot of trauma and post-traumatic stress disorder among clients in homeless populations, people who've experienced, often early abuse or abuse in adulthood. Often also depression and anxiety disorders, I would say, are also fairly common. And also psychotic disorders, things like schizophrenia or thought disorders where people have things like hallucinations, delusions, and problems like that.
This sounds like a big problem to tackle, to put it mildly, and the project is funded by a $20,000 grant from the Vermont Community Foundation. I'm sure you're grateful to have that $20,000, but is that enough, and what will happen when the funding runs out?
Well, it's enough to get started, for sure, and it's enough to begin to plan for how we can make this a sustainable project that goes beyond the single year that this grant helps to fund. This year, we're not seeking any third-party reimbursement for services at all because we're grant-funded. There might be ways that we could do that for the formal services that we do in future years. And there may be some innovative ways that we could find and go after funds to support the informal services also, which I really see as equally important. Our hope is to continue it.
So far, it seems that there have been positive results.
So far, it does seem that way. Yes, we've done some surveys in the House before we started to sort of get at whether or not people feel like, as a sort of pre-intervention measure, whether or not people feel like their needs in the shelter are being met. And we plan on doing that periodically to see what people say to us as the project goes on. And hopefully the feedback will be good. It's a little early to have a lot of formal feedback, but the informal feedback so far has been very good and people are engaging with it.
Kurt White is the Director of Outpatient Services at the Brattleboro Retreat. Thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks, Mitch. Thanks very much.